This podcast is brought to you in part by Raycon Wireless Earbuds. You want to hear your music, not your roommates or family's music. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This Congress started off with the Democrats, folks on the left, saying we should abolish ICE, then move to we should abolish the entire Department of Homeland Security. And now they're talking about abolishing the police. It is pure insanity to defund the police.
God forbid you found out a coworker of yours was killed or injured in the line of duty in the course of doing their job. You just get the text. You got this text a couple times a year. That's policing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We all read in the papers that in the black community, mothers are worried about their children getting home from school without being killed by a cop. What world are we living in? That doesn't happen. Everybody's trying to shame us into being embarrassed about our profession. Stop treating us like animals and thugs and start treating us with some respect.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, I'm looking for like, let's get Gone with the Wind. Can we get like Gone with the Wind back, please?
The movie classic Gone with the Wind pulled from HBO Max, the streaming platform owned by CNN's parent Warner Media.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Much of the 1939 film is set on a Georgia plantation and has long been criticized for its idealized and sanitized depiction of slavery.
I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Unchained and unstoppable.
People say all the time, oh, we got to get the vice president out of the basement. He's fine in the basement. Two people see him a day, his two body people. That's it.
Did I say that loud? Hey, pretty much yelled it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, several people have come up with the solution to this problem with the Berkeley Performance Center in the Back Bay and how they're not going to allow cops to use the facilities even when they're defending the college property from looters. Just say they're transgendered. There's no way they can prevent a trans. I mean, it's all the guys would be going into the ladies' room, and the female officers would be going into the men's room. But I mean, they certainly wouldn't try to stand by if someone self-identified as a female, would they? I don't think so. Plus, there've also apparently been some court rulings that if you have a disease, you know, I don't know what the Crohn's disease, maybe it's called, that you have to be granted access to the restroom facilities. But I think Berkeley is going to take a lot of heat. Although I don't even know if they care, you know? I mean they certainly don't seem to care about having their professors, 11, 12 of them, terminated for sexually harassing the students. What do they care about bathroom harassing the Boston Police Department? Anyway, 844-500-4242. In Pennsylvania, owners of round-the-clock diners fined for defying the state's shutdown orders. The owners of the two round-the-clock diners in York County have been fined for operating in defiance of Governor Tom Wolf's shutdown orders. So this is going on all over the place. And as you know, we talked about it late yesterday. The governor quietly moved bars into Group 4 for reopening. Now, most bars now have some kind of food. It's not like the old days when you had these tap rooms on every corner in certain neighborhoods in the big cities in Massachusetts. A lot of places now have some kind of food service. And so, but there's still a lot of places that don't, like, you know, VFW posts, for instance, American Legion halls, places like that. And what are they going to do? They have to group phase four is when a vaccine is available. Now, do we even know if there's ever going to be a vaccine for the virus? No, we don't. So what the Mass Restaurant Association, their spokesman is saying, just put in a few hot dogs and, you know, sell a few hot dogs. And that way you can claim you're a restaurant. I mean, why do they have to do that? Why do they have to pretend something? Why do they have to dance for a bunch of unelected bureaucrats and pretend that they're a restaurant? Do you think that sort of, shall we say, decreases the respect that people have for serious health rules when they have to put a hot dog grill or a hot dog kettle at the back of the restaurant, at the back of the bar, to pretend that they're a restaurant? It's just so ridiculous. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, let's do the poll question now. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the Christopher Columbus statue in Boston's North End be repaired and put back on its pedestal?
Yes, it should.
97% say yes.
And there should be another one put down at the corner of Mass Ave and Boylston Street, where the Berkeley Performance Center is, just to irritate them. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. By the way, I didn't get a chance to thank you and your crew for helping Viscount Maine. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for your service, Mike, and everybody else in the group.
No problem. You guys never let us down when it comes to vet issues. Thank you. Hey, listen, we got another rally up in Augusta Saturday from 12 to 2 to try to open up Maine again. You know, we were up there 2 weeks ago with Governor LePage and Rick Savage and a lot of the business owners in Maine that have been, you know, really affected by this. Howie, I've never seen anything like this. I've been up here over 30 years. I mean, this is crazy, you know?
I know, it is. It is, Mike. And you know, I was looking in the Maine papers today, and the death toll finally passed 100, and you'd have thought that a nuclear bomb had landed on Congress Street in Portland, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, everybody's tried to work with her. This is the hard part, Howie. There's a guy up here that's worked for the tourism industry for 30 years. He put a plan together to work with her. She wouldn't look at it. She wouldn't meet with him, you know. And it's just absolutely incredible. I mean, I owned a couple joints up here, you know, and they were bar restaurants. I can't imagine what these people are going through right now, you know.
Yeah, I know. I agree, and like I said, down here they're saying, you know, you just put in a put in some kind of crappy food, and people, wouldn't it be less dangerous to just let them serve alcohol and be bars rather than pretend to have some food? Somebody's loaded and tries to buy this dirty, crappy food you got in the back just to get around the stupid restrictions that are totally unnecessary to begin with.
And you know, Howie, she gave them the okay to open on June 1st. Now, I don't think she's got a clue what it is to run a restaurant. But when you know, you got to order a lot of stuff ahead of time, okay?
I know.
So while we were at the last rally, Rick Savage walked over to me and he said, Mike, take a look at this text. He said it was her announcing that any food that, because we were up there screaming, you know, she had her spies there. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden she came out and said, listen, any of the restaurant owners that have reordered stock can sell it to the Main State prison system. Now, does that go for the booze too? Can we send that up there too, Janet?
Yeah, I'm sure they got a lot of. I'm sure there's a lot of food they can't sell, right? I mean, they're going to sell the guacamole to the prison. I mean, come on. What? Yeah, she knows nothing, Mike. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephen. You there, Stephen? Nope. No, Stephen. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, I feel like I'm living again behind the Iron Curtain, and I believe that we should be putting signs up on the New Hampshire border that say this: Checkpoint Charlie, you are now leaving the American sector. Just like in Berlin.
Yeah, I've mentioned Checkpoint Charlie in one of my columns. You're right, Russ. It's just crazy what's going on, and he's just determined to keep it shut down. There's, you know, the most of the people, the vast majority of people who even test positive, they're not sick, and if they're sick, they still don't die. Most of the people who are dying are in the nursing homes that he runs. So I've said this a million times now, but he wants to change the subject from the nursing homes that he regulated and didn't do anything about. And now 60%+ of the people that are dead are in those nursing homes that he regulated and whose operators gave him and the rest of the hacks at Beacon Hill hundreds of thousands of dollars, not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And now all these people are dead. And so his solution is, I'm going to shut down the restaurants. I'm going to shut down the gyms. I'm not going to let you have any funerals. I'm not going to let you have a church except for a handful of people. You can't have a graduation. That's his, because I did something wrong, you're going to have to pay. Checkpoint Charlie, indeed. Thanks for the call, Russ. If you're thinking about replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. It's the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gooner has an accident, as older dogs so often do. Before you purchase new carpeting, you must try Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner, and it's not just for pet stains. It's also a disinfectant that kills viruses. My assistant down here in Florida, McKay, he has two dogs, a Sheltie and a Collie, and he's been using a Genesis 950. How's it working out for you, McKay?
It's working really well, and especially with all the rain down here, it's really helped get out of that, you know, wet dog odor. And the collie, the puppy I just got, Scout, he had a couple accidents, and it just gets the smell out, and then he doesn't go back to remark his territory.
Yeah, and it costs a lot of money to replace carpeting, and it's a pain. You got to go to the carpeting store. You got to measure the carpets. Padding costs more money. It's just really a pain, and it's expensive, and it's not necessary with Genesis 950. Genesis 950 will clean up your carpets and your padding, and it's also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. So save yourself the trouble of going to the store and seeing your favorite cleaner sold out again, like paper towels. Genesis 950 is made in America, and as we like to say, buy American, support America. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping. That's genesis950.com. Enter code Howie.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
75-year-old texter says he's a vet. He says you want to make a tap room or a post into a restaurant? Pickled eggs. Yeah, down south, pig's knuckles. How about Slim Jims? Those disgusting sausages. Yikes. Yeah, there's like that. How can they stop you if you sell pickled eggs, Slim Jims, and pig's knuckles? Man, What a gourmet treat for anybody who staggers in. 844-500-4242. Taylor, do you think I should? Do you think we should tweet out the story about another story about Berklee College, the one about sexual harassment allegations against professors?
Just to remind people, I don't see how it could hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people aren't that familiar with the Berklee College of Music. You know, it's well known in musical circles, but other than that, it's not that way. It doesn't have a football team. Let's put it that way. Let me just read you the first two paragraphs. We'll tweet this whole story out. One Berklee College of Music professor was put on leave after a student reported that he bought her alcohol at a bar and asked her to join him in a public restroom to shake his. Well, you can guess what he asked her to shake. Another professor has been under investigation for allegedly putting a clarinet between his legs in front of a class and instructing a female student to blow into the mouthpiece. She felt her professor was, well, you know what she felt her professor was emulating. So we'll send out this story so you can read up a little bit more on the Berklee College of Music, which is going to deny the Boston police access to the restrooms. But again, we don't know if they will be denied if they claim that they're transgender. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm up here in Bangor, Maine, and I just sent an email to our brilliant governor, Janet Mills.
Yes.
Because we just had her 100th COVID-19 death.
Yes, I saw
and
that.
She extended the state of emergency another 30 days to July 10th. And I also noticed that in the past 3 years, 2017, we had 173 motor vehicle deaths. In 2018, we had 140 motor vehicle deaths. 2019, we had 155. So I just wanted her to tell me when she plans on banning motor vehicles so I can get my horse and buggy before there's a shortage like there was with toilet paper.
These are all very good points, Mike, but she's immune to logic, especially since President Trump called her a dictator last week. That made her day. It made her year, actually. Maybe it made her whole life. And this is what's emboldened her now. She thinks that she thinks that everybody's on her side. Ugh. Freeport restaurant owner claims state is trying to remove licenses after serving diners indoors. This is at Petrillo's in Freeport, which is Cumberland County. And he's going, like Mike was saying, he's going crazy because he laid in all this food. And then she extended the ban on Cumberland, York, and Androscoggin counties on the 27th. They were going to open in 4 days, and she didn't care. And so now he's been ratted out. He's trying to keep his restaurant open, apparently, and he's serving people in the dining room. And so some of his neighbors have called the state 4 times in 5 days. And there's now a state investigation, and the state is in the process of trying to remove all of his licenses to operate. Yes, I am violating what I believe to be an unjust executive order, he writes on Facebook. I'm doing what I must for my family and my business, including those who work here. Indeed, our livelihoods and survival depend upon this. If I remain closed, we will no doubt lose the business, our home, and perhaps file bankruptcy. Does she care about this? No. Hell no. No. She's very brave, and there have been 100 people die. How many people die on the main turnpike every year? How many people die of opioid overdoses, fentanyl and heroin, that comes up through through New York, Connecticut, and Lawrence, Massachusetts? I dare say it's a lot more than 100. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie. Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I had a couple of quick things I wanted to ask you. Hey, was that something for a Mad Magazine prop with Pelosi and that penguin, that moron Nadler? They're all standing there and kneeling down. And what is that, Howie? That's one thing I wanted to ask you. And the other thing is, Howie, you got away with segueing somebody selling hot dogs right into like erectile dysfunction. I think that's
now,
pretty cool.
Stop it! Get your mind out of the gutter, Rocky. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Don't you have to get a license, too, if you want to become a restaurant, a license, this victualler, I think they call it? So that's another opportunity for some hack, some unelected bureaucrat to shake you down if you own a tap room and or a gin mill and you want to open before they get a vaccine, which they may never get a vaccine. So that's another thing. And then, you know, someone else says add beer nuts to your gourmet menu, Howie. That's true. That's good, too. I want to know how many people have gotten sick and died from eating pickled eggs or Slim Jims or pig's knuckles. Ugh, you should sit at the bar and you'd look at these big jars of pig's knuckles. And you just want to move down the bar to see something else other than the jar of pig's knuckles. 844-500-4242. Police in the news. This one can't wait for police blotter facts Friday. Alleged thief nabbed car with pooch inside, spit at cops. That's only a part of the story.
They're just a human being.
A Boston man suspected of stealing a car with a dog inside, spitting on a trooper after claiming he had COVID-19 and defecating in the booking barracks is facing a litany of charges, Massachusetts State Police said Wednesday. Really? On Tuesday, Braintree police started looking for a Ford Explorer that had been stolen from a pet supply store parking lot with a dog inside, according to the police, state police. The following day, a trooper was almost hit by the suspected stolen vehicle in Kingston. Another trooper deployed a tire deflation device to disable the car, but the suspect kept driving before. It's funny how that works. They just keep driving because they somehow think they're going to get away on four flat tires. Before he crashed on the ramp from Route 3 southbound to Route 44 westbound. Police say the suspect, Hamza Connor, 29, of Boston, ran away from the scene before he was found on Industrial Parkway in Plymouth. He was unruly and resistant and refused to identify himself. He also claimed he had coronavirus and spit at a trooper as he was taken into custody. Connor continued to spit inside the cruiser, did something bad inside and in the booking barracks as well. I wonder if they would have let him into the use the bathroom at Berklee College of Music. He had never been tested for COVID-19. He didn't show any symptoms. Here's the good news: the dog that was inside the car when it
a
was allegedly
dog. A talented dog.
It was found in Somerville on Wednesday and has been returned to its family. Police said they believe Connor drove to the Boston area after stealing the car and left the dog there. Did he leave the dog in Boston and it got back to Somerville, or were they referring to Somerville as the Boston area? That's probably what they're doing. 844-500-4242. What was the dog's name? His name was Lance. Lance. He was a Labrador. Lance the Labrador. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, this is John. Yep, I just was listening the last couple of days with the restaurant owner Frank Mendoza in the North End, and I was listening to Charlie Baker's speech yesterday. And I'm from Needham, and I graduated Needham High, and I knew Charlie Baker at Needham High. I knew his brother at Needham High. I knew his father, actually, as well, who worked for the Reagan administration. And I'm kind of ashamed now to admit that I went to Needham High after the way he's been treating the restaurant owners and the whole shutdown process. I listened yesterday where they talked about the WHO came out yesterday and said that the studies show that anyone that's asymptomatic is not passing the virus. So it was concluded that masks probably aren't even required. And I think you mentioned that yesterday, Howie, as well.
And then they changed it again. Now, masks were required on Monday. They weren't required on Tuesday, and then they were required again on Wednesday. Right? Is that? But you're right, though. I mean, he was stumbling and mumbling, and when he was confronted with the fact that you didn't need masks. But John, let me ask you something else. Did you go to school with Phil Murphy too? Because I didn't know that until recently that the governor of New Jersey, who's almost as bad as Charlie Baker, he went to Needham High as well.
No, I don't recall him. I was younger than Charlie Baker, but I knew him from high school. I was his paper boy for his father. I used to deliver the Boston Globe to his house, and Charlie would be sitting on the lawn enjoying himself. I don't think he ever worked a blue-collar job in his life until he went to Harvard. So I'm not aware of what his background beyond that is. But I will say that the other point I wanted to mention was that I had the virus back in February. I was tested, and I tested positive for having the antibodies, and I've been tested twice. The state required me to be tested again, and I tested negative for being asymptomatic, so I'm not passing the virus to anybody. So I'm wondering, there's thousands more people like me. Why don't the restaurants have an antibody night where all the people with antibodies can come sit next to each other?
You mean like happy hour, only it'll be antibody hour?
Antibody hour, where we can eat and drink and sit and talk with each other, next to each other, not 6 feet from one another. And then the restaurants can advertise antibody night, and we all show up with our antibody. I have a form from the testing that says I have the antibody.
And then that would, John, that would also encourage people to get the test, right? People aren't getting the test. They're setting up all these centers where nobody goes.
Right. And the center I got tested at, I probably was more likely to get the virus there. They dropped the needles on the floor. There was an unsterile environment. So I was concerned leaving that. I said, maybe I got the virus there now, what I didn't have before. So the whole thing is bizarre to me. And then I'm tired of these commercials on TV every night with Dr. Fauci or whatever his name is, every night telling me what to do. I mean, when are we going to stop these commercials? How many do we have to watch a night?
I know.
Telling us.
I know. I hear. I'm listening to Mark Levin going home every night, and it's a. It's the same thing. Apparently, the radio stations, the apps, the big companies that I listen to Mark Levin on, they can't sell any ads, so they just keep running these things. Wash your hands. If I want to hear someone telling me to wash my hands, I'll go to your friend from Needham High, Charlie Parker. Thanks for the call, John. That's a good suggestion. Antibody hour. Suzanne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Oh, hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a very weird experience. I was trying to avoid, they said today on the news at noon that there was going to be, and I thought they meant a march from Salem, whatever court is over there, to the Lynn Commons. And I thought to myself, hell, that's an awful long walk,
Right.
But when I was coming home from Andover, I came down Linfield Street, which is, it's like 129, I think. And, when you get to a certain point, I cross over 107. Well, at that point, all these cars were coming down 107 with the Black Lives Matter. So then I realized that this was a drive protest.
The one on the Cape yesterday, the Mid-Cape Highway.
Oh, I didn't know that. So anyways, but I ended up taking a right on 107, so I didn't have to follow them all. And so then my route then took, because I live on the ocean, so my route then took me down past the I didn't want to go near, the commons, but it took me right past the police station, and lo and behold, when I got there, there were policemen on all the corners, and then when I took my left to go in front of the police station, I was kind of shocked, because there was a guy there with a camera on a stand, and I looked. And up on the stairs of the police station was the mayor. I didn't see a Charlie Parker up there, and he is a pretty big man, so I don't think he was there, but I could be wrong, because it was kind of hard to drive and watch. And then
I was just thinking, what would happen if Charlie Parker was trying to get home to Swampscott and he got caught in that jam up? Do you think that'd stop the traffic for him? Because he is a very important person,
I know that, but I think that they probably did come down, because when I went past the police station and I got nearer to the ocean. I took a left, and cars were coming down there with all the signs. And they were like, four kids in a car. It was three or four. All the cars had more than one person in them. And they were all hanging out the windows, and they had their things plastered on their cars and
right,
stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, I know.
This girl was looking at me and kind of like laughed at me. Because I probably looked bewildered because I'm like, geez, now how did they get here, you know? But what I was saying to, was it Jared? Who did I talk to earlier? Yeah. I said, all I could think of was if these kids, because they weren't black kids. These were not black people. I thought to myself, if they had somewhere to go at night, like where they usually go, because if everything wasn't all shut down, they wouldn't be doing this. They just have nothing else to do.
Right,
and I think it's a.
I know, and they can't get jobs either. That's the other thing. There are no places to get jobs in the summer. It's just it's crazy. I think you're right, Suzanne. This is a large part of it. The fact that the state is shut down for no good reason, because Charlie Parker won't admit that he made a mistake, that he screwed up, that he panicked and tried to change the subject from the nursing homes. As I keep saying, thanks for the call, Suzanne. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Black Lives Matter is now demonstrating on City Hall Plaza outside City Hall, demanding defunding of the Boston Police Department. 844-500-4242. We still have a few gift certificates to the Barley House in Northampton and Concord, New Hampshire. It's $50 gift certificates for $25. This is our cheap bastard deal from yesterday. We only got a handful left. But you can still get a few at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. We're going to have a good special for you tomorrow. We'll tell you about it in the morning. But right now, go to HowieCarShow.com. We've got all kinds of good stuff up there now. Click on store. Let's play a couple of the Bill Barr, the Attorney General, cuts from last night with Bret Baier on Fox. And he does some really good interviews. He did a good interview with Margaret Brennan, Face the Nation, but they cut a lot of it out for obvious reasons. But when he talked with Bret Baier last night, he was talking about the Russian hoax and talking about, I like the fact that he said, about John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, who's handling the investigation of Obamagate. He said, we're not working on a report. We want to charge some people. And he said there's some famous people or people whose names you're going to recognize. And I think we all know who he means. And I don't think he meant Biden and Obama because Bret Baier asked him specifically. But let's play a couple of these cuts before we go back to the phone lines. Cut one, Bill Barr.
Before the election, I think we're concerned about the motive force behind the very aggressive investigation that was launched into the Trump campaign without, you know, with a very thin, slender reed as a basis for it. It seemed that the Bureau was sort of spring-loaded at the end of July to drive in there and investigate a campaign, and there really wasn't much there to do that on, and that became more and more evident as they went by, but they seemed to have ignored all the exculpatory evidence that was building up and continued pell-mell to push it forward.
A slender reed. How about an invisible reed? How about no evidence whatsoever? Cut two.
After the election, even though they were closing down some of it, as we've seen in the Flynn case, and say there's nothing here, for some reason they went right back at it, even at a time where the evidentiary support or claim support, like the dossier, was falling apart. And it's very hard to understand why they continued to push and even make public in testimony that they had an investigation going when it was becoming painfully obvious, or should have been obvious to anyone, that there was nothing there.
You know, when you're the Attorney General, you have to say things like it's very hard to understand, when in reality, it's even easier for him to understand than it is for you and me. One final cut here, cut three.
Here's the thing. For the first time in American history, police organizations and the national security organizations were used to spy on a campaign. And there was no basis for it. And the media largely drove that. And all kinds of sensational claims were being made about the president that could have affected the election. And then later on in his administration, there were actions taken that really appear to be efforts to sabotage his campaign. And that has to be looked at. And if people want to say that I'm political because I am looking at those potential abuses of power, so be it. But that's the job of the Attorney General.
The FBI is the ones who made it political. He's investigating. Who will guard the guards themselves? Juvenile, more than two millennia ago, he wrote that. Who will guard the guards themselves? In this case, it's going to have to be John Durham and William Barr. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to mention, I live in Herman, Maine, and I feel that Governor Mills just has such contempt for us here in Maine that it really doesn't matter how many of these protests we go to in Augusta. I've been to a few myself, and I just feel like it's probably time for a lot more civil disobedience.
Here's the problem, Bob. The problem is you have this guy in Freeport who opened up his restaurant, and that's civil disobedience. He admits it. But they're trying to strip him of all of his licenses to operate. That's kind of tough, isn't it?
I absolutely understand that. I was just going to say my daughter opened up a salon here in Herman the day before the shutdown happened. And I encouraged her to just open the shop anyway. And she was just terrified. They threatened to take her license away. And, this is why it's important for us to fight for our constitutional rights, because constitutionally that's unconstitutional to charge someone to have a business. We're supposed to be able to make a living
right,
free of charge.
And also, these aren't laws. What she's operating under, these regulations, they weren't passed by the legislature. She just issued these orders. Where is the legislature? All of these legislatures have disappeared. They're happy to let these tin-pot dictator governors just operate with immunity, and then they just stand back and continue to collect their paychecks, unlike the affected people. I'm Howie Carr.